Hey listeners, welcome back to this amazing podcast event. As you all know, it's Wanko Clive, your podcast host. Okay, so I just want to let you know we're so happy to be with you today. Okay, great. So today we're going to learn a simple topic, or we're going to base our interest on a simple topic: how to study English outside the classroom. Okay, so perhaps you're not in a school premises anymore. Perhaps you don't have access to classes anymore, or perhaps you just want to study more English in general. Okay, so how do you do this? So today I'm going to share with you some tips and personal experiences that are going to help you realize all these particular English tips you need. Okay, so first thing you need to know is that the English you learn in class is formal, but it's very stiff. Okay, it's very formal, so the English you learn can help you to discuss with to write the formal letter, to discuss with someone who is very formal, someone you don't know, and someone for whom you have a lot of respect. That is the first point. But the second point here, as I said, is something that is very stiff, is something that is very formal. So you know when after you leave a classroom, after you've done with the classroom, you're going to go outside the real world, okay, and you're going to discuss with people in the real world. And real world English is true, it's a little bit formal, but it's also informal. Okay, so we're going to give you places where you're going to learn this type of English. Okay, great. So the first thing you need to know, or the first place you can go in order to discover people with whom you can learn outside English, is going to public places such as restaurants. Okay, restaurants, you can go to cinemas, you can go to public parks. Okay, you can go even in your workplace. Yeah, in your workplace you can discuss with people there with whom you're going to exchange and learn a lot of tips on how to pronounce or how to spell and a lot of things. Okay, so yeah, you go to public places. When you go to public places, you're going to discuss with people who can teach you how to pronounce things in an informal way, let's say it like that. Okay, so you're going to see how real English world in your context or in your country is going to go. Yeah, so the first place, as I said, go to public places such as restaurants. It can be anyone. Restaurants, you can go to cinemas. Okay, you can go to even in the football pitch. Yeah, it depends. You can go to a football pitch, especially if you're in a country such in a country where English is really spoken. Yeah. So don't bother, you're going to be surrounded by people who speak English, and if you are someone who is very open, yeah, you are going to discuss with these people. So that was the first point. You go to public places such as restaurants, cinemas, football pitches, or and all the while. Great. So the second point here, the second advice I'm going to give you guys here, is watching television. Okay, so by watching televisions, I can assure you that you are going to learn a lot of accents, different accents. It can be people from Britain, it can be people from America, it can be people from Canada, anyone. So the important thing you need to know here is watching TV and increasing your accent. Okay, so that's it. Which type of TV can you watch? You can watch a lot of TV. I see a lot of emissions, or I see a lot of concept on MTV show, American concept on MTV show, a lot of British English equally, and even Netflix. Okay, you can watch films on Netflix and really understand how different people really speak language, or speak language in their culture. Okay, so that's it. Second point here, as I said, watch television or watch simply TV. Okay, the third tip here, okay, is to listen to podcasts. So what I'm talking about, that it's really very, let's say, it's a little bit funny, because yeah, The simple fact that you are listening to this podcast obviously help you to increase your English speaking skills. That's a very sure fact, okay? So listening to a podcast like this one would obviously help you to improve. Okay, so you listen to podcasts, a lot of podcasts in English. This is not the only podcast, okay? And I'm thanking those who have really decided to follow me, to be with me. Okay, as I said, there are a lot of things that are still to come, and we're going to discover that together, okay? So the fourth tip, listen to podcasts, okay? Listen to podcasts like this ones. Okay, the fourth tip, because the last one was the one we just mentioned now was the third one. So the fourth one is going to read books. Whoa, friends, or let's say listeners, what you need to know is that reading book is something that is very transforming. It's a game changer, I can assure you. If you have an English book or a book written by an author who is an English speaking person, or a book that was translated in English, I can assure you that you're really going to understand more meaning. You're going to understand how people see the world with a different point of view, okay? And you're also going to understand different vocabularies, different grammars, and all these are going to help you in your practices. Okay, so reading, you need to read books. You need to read books, and you can read books like such as articles, such as magazines, okay, such as novels, or such as important informations, okay. So all these, as I said, are going to help you to speak English. So these were the main points I wanted to discuss with you guys today. Okay, so the first point here, in order to learn English outside of the classroom, going to restaurants, watching TV, listening to podcasts, reading books, and the fifth point that also is a different point that can also help you guys. Okay, so you can also listen to how can I put it to e-learning programs. It's true, e-learning programs can give you some sort of vibe as if you can be in a classroom, but it depends on the energy, on the way the conceptor decided to bring it about, okay? But you can listen to e-learning programs. So don't bother. As I said, I've made mention of that earlier in this podcast. I'm going to give you guys an e-learning program that is very sophisticated, and you guys are going to give me your reviews so I can ameliorate that. Okay, so I'm still working on that. I'm someone who is very patient. I prefer to do my things slowly but surely. So that's it. I'm going to give you the best English e-learning experiences with our program. Okay, so as I said, go to restaurants or go to private places if you want to improve your English. Watch televisions such as jazz shows on MTV and all the other while. Okay, listen to podcasts like this one. Okay, read books Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, or even Think Fast, okay, by Daniel Kahneman, and a lot more of them. Okay, so after this, we equally have an e-learning program that you can read, okay, that you can discover and see how things are going about there. Okay, so these were the few tips or the few things we're going to discover or we're going to talk about in this podcast episode. Okay, so to summarize all what I've been saying, I just want to tell you that the most important point you need to know here is convey your message. I know some of you, especially those who are really francophones, you still have some difficulties to convey or to transport your message, okay? But the most important thing here is to convey your message through meaning. You can speak with actions, you can speak with different vocabularies or with different grammar. But the most important thing here, you need to make all your possibilities. You need to be sure that your message was conveyed, has been conveyed. Okay, use any means, but the most important thing is it's conveyed. Through all what I've given you, I'm sure you're going to have a more interesting meaning when you'll be talking with people surrounding you. Okay, so I think we've gone a milestone. We've really done a lot of things, and with this type of episode I'm giving you, I think we're going to change a little bit our concept. Let's not say change completely. We're going to add some few things that are going to spice up this context. Okay, so equally, what are we going to add here? Things that we're going to see here now is vocabulary. Okay, we're going to see advanced vocabulary. Okay, so as from the next episode, I'm going to invite each and every one of you to be connected and to stay tuned. Okay, because we're going to move on to advanced vocabulary. That's good. Okay, thank you, Joseph. So thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. So if you've enjoyed today's show or today's lesson, follow us on either Apple Podcast or Spotify and turn on episode notification so you will never miss new contents. Thank you for being a part of our podcasting journey. We really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thank you.